Hey girls, did you know that throat cancer is on the rise?
Oh my god.
You know what it's from?
No.
I'll tell you, for that one girl with in class you saw with freaking pubic hair in her mouth.
Ew.
And her braces.
That's
one reason.
Ew. Yeah. So,
everyone keeps giving head.
Okay. Wait, let's not sing head. About it like it's this just another walk in the park, everybody. Everybody's doing it. Not a big deal. It is a big deal. Anywho, throat cancer's on the rise because people are giving fellatio.
Fellatio.
That's the problem. Can we not? Kind of sounds like a ice cream, but
yeah, it does.
Oh, no pun intended. Okay. So I know you guys are going into high school, and I know it's a thing. You know that girls do. I know you're already in high school. Lisa, and I know you're 11th grade.
You don't even want to talk about it with me. I'm waiting until marriage.
You know what? I'm glad you're waiting until marriage, but in case somebody gets into your ear and tells you sweet...
No teeny bopper is going to do that.
And tells you sweet nut things, and you become impressionable, and you're like, okay, just a tip, okay. And
then
I'm just saying, these are things, these are tricks that these trickster guys will tell you. So I'm just trying to...
Nobody says just the tip anymore.
So
it's like, oh, she won't give me head. Well, fine, I'll block her from Snapchat.
And I'll get somebody else.
Disgusting. Is this your
generation? Some white girl down in her lap.
Whoa, we're not going to talk about people's ethnicity.
Well, that's usually who.
Are you taking videos that way?
Oh my god, Mom, you get out of here! Get out of here! Stop using us! Get out!
I'll edit it out!
Which part? The white girl part?
Yes,
or
that part.
Or the micro part?
That part.
Okay.
Anyways, so I just want to, you know, have a conversation. If you guys feel pressure to give people fellatio, there's some things that you can say. You
Stop,
can say
fellatio. No, I am a girl. I'm not a hoe.
I like the quick thinking. In case that doesn't work, you can always tell people you have a cold sore.
That's gross. Why are you telling people she has a cold sore?
I'm just yelling at her, like, period.
For fellatio?
Yeah.
It was like a meme that I saw. It says, the gynecologist said that I can't do anything with you for the next 2 weeks. And the man put his hand on her shoulder and said, well, what did your dentist say? I know. I'm just telling you. I'm hoping that you guys make good choices. I know there's a lot of pressure out there.
You should get Lisa on birth control. I don't trust her.
Goodbye. Yay! Don't out me like that.
Do we need a birth control conversation?
I'm not acting.
That's the next episode, folks. Yeah. We're going to have a birth control conversation next episode.
I don't know, but I don't want my skinny little sister.
She's going to college.
So?
No,
college is the
school.
Worst place. Oh, my God.
Well, she'll be on birth control before then if we need to have that conversation. Do we need to have that conversation?
Does
it taste bad?
Do you have more gentleness?
Birth control? Oh, no. It's just a little pill that you take on a regular basis. Now, personally, that's next episode. We'll talk about birth control next episode. But we're talking about this. Things that you can say if you are pressured to give or perform fellatio. I would encourage you guys not to. So a lot of girls your age think, oh, it's not a big deal if I give fellatio because I'm still a virgin. Yes, but that being said, there's a lot of diseases that come with that, and I think that's
gross
the thing.
Anyway, because if you think about it, like when you get married, you'll be kissing your husband's mouth with the same mouth that you use to give your boyfriend Johnny head.
Six-year-old Johnny?
Sixth grade boyfriend? That's a little early.
I don't know.
I hope people aren't in sixth grade doing that.
I'm just going to be quiet.
Wow. They must not have had family members that loved them.
Clearly.
Well, we're not going to judge people, you know?
I'll
edit it out.
Oh, this girl, she told me something about how... Have you ever given head before? I'm like, no. You can get, like, STDs from that. She's like, you can? I'm like, you didn't know that? She's like, maybe I should stop giving head. I'm like, what?
That's a problem.
That's not okay. I need sugar.
There's people having sex at 12 years old.
That's
dudes.
Disgusting.
Like,
that's
for
disgusting.
Interest, I was 12. Yeah.
Well, guys have different pressure than girls. Guys feel like it's like their rite of passage, you know, like they're not a man unless they do. At least that's what I hear in the streets. Take it for what you want.
What streaks? You haven't even grown up in the projects.
I know, but I like saying it. It makes me feel included with the struggle.
I know white people with more struggle than you.
Hey, we're going to delete that too. Yikes.
I know white people with more struggle than you.
Oh my gosh, delete. Flag it for delete.
I know Pakistan.
Oh my gosh.
I know
Russian.
Dirt.
I know Caucasians.
Girls, what I really want you to take away from this conversation, as Salisa so knowledgeably stated, there are diseases that come from giving fellatio, and I just want you guys to make sure that you're not being pressured to do things before you're ready to do them. There's a lot of responsibility. There's a lot of rumors that people start, you know, in schools, and I just don't want you guys to be labeled because labels are really hard to get away from.
It's for your uterus, at least you have a clue to this.
What? I don't know what that means, but my takeaway from here, guys, is I love you guys very much. And if I find out that you guys are giving fellatio, I'm not going to kiss you.
We don't even kiss anyway.
Yeah, we do.
When was the last time?
Come on. Since I kissed her. That concludes today's episode of Conversations with My Daughters. I gave him lots of kisses. I don't remember the last time I kissed him. Next episode, kissing your kids. How old is too old?